taking the trash out, and then going to look for what we throw out. It's a bad habit. It's something similar to what Jesus said when the dog returns to its vomit. Just like the pig after they wash it, you return to that place to roll around in it. This is the same when we have certain habits stored in our hearts and in our minds. Those little things that we call small things, but that we have kept in our mind, that make us renounce certain attitudes or certain actions. But then after we give them up, we want to go to that corner where we put the garbage to rummage through it. We get so used to those situations, it's difficult for us to let them go today, these series of foxes, to later go home. We get so used to these situations that we find it difficult to let go. Today, this series of little foxes, I want to talk to you about the past. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 18 and 19. Look at what the Lord tells us. Reference to remembering things in the past. Says the word of the Lord, do not remember what happened before or think about the past. Look, today I am going to do something new. That is what is happening now. Don't you realize? I will make a road in the desert and rivers in desolated land. The advice of the Lord is to not remember what happened before. Don't get your mind used to thinking about the past, thinking every moment about what happened, what they did to me, or what I could have done. This becomes a bad mental habit, and this can also be a small stone in the shoe that does not let us advance every time we want to look forward. What we have in our minds, it makes our gaze drift towards what we leave behind. To put our gaze on the past and try to walk is to make sure that we are constantly sure that we are going to fall. To walk, well, we must look well. Our feet will walk, or they will lead towards our eyes, are pointing where we cannot try to walk straight, looking back, because the feet alone cannot walk. They need the head to be focused. It's the same thing that happens in life. You cannot advance towards what God wants for your life if you are focused on what happened. Painfully, it costs us today to let go. And as I said to you at the beginning, every time we think we let go, we start to worry about towards what we throw away because we consider it a value. And then we go through the trash and bring it home again. And that's how we spend our lives. Situations in a way or other affected us, affecting your relationship. They are affecting your family. They are affecting your children. The ministry is affecting you too. You know why? Because you have not been able to let go. And part of that letting go means forgiving, letting go and moving forward with regards to what happened, these little things, or what we call small things. And what we let go are the ones that affect you the most. I want to give you some advice. Don't catalog the situations from highest to lowest, thinking that the largest are those that affect you. The smallest are those that at some point become a hindrance and a burden that you can't handle. If God tells us not to remember what happened before, it's because there are already new things prepared for us now. Suddenly, you will say, I am not living my normal life, and I have already forgiven, and I am focused. But I want to ask you, every time a problem happens, what is the first thing that comes to your mind? For example, in marriage, women, every time your husband does something, what is the first thing that comes to your mind? Or a man, if you are listening to me, every time that your wife does something, what's the first thing that comes to your mind? I assure you that many times the first thing that comes to your thoughts is how many times your husband or your wife has made the same mistake and has failed you. We are the only ones that have given you opportunity. We condition it. And each time that someone fails us, we remember what they did yesterday. We are not able to forgive knowing that the Lord has already forgotten our sins and that we were forgiven first. Perhaps Jesus did not teach it in prayer when he began to teach his disciples to pray. In one of the expressions that prayer taught us, Father, forgive us as we also forgive those who offend us. It is a reciprocal act when it comes to asking forgiveness from God. You imagine if every day when we pray or when we get closer to God, he is always aware of the situations that we commit by telling us again, you failed again. Look at what you did yesterday or a week ago. You made this mistake, or a month ago. You said I am, and now you did this and that. If God reminds us all the time of our sins, then where is that word that makes everything new and forgave us? Where is that true forgiveness that you are practicing when all the time you are using the past to walk in the present? You must understand that there are things that were left yesterday and that will not be useful to you today, so that you can advance towards what God has for your life. You have to trust in the new you, where he is going to take you, renouncing everything that was in the past. Use the past as a platform to move towards the new is to ensure safe tragedies. Use a platform to propel you into the future, and that this platform is called the past guarantees you a failure. You will never be able to advance towards the new having your mind located in what happened. Because then many times, if the situations that you live in life were complicated, then when you try to advance, the fear of what happened previously or the memory of what happened will stop you for that progress. It's not easy to forget. Perhaps the memory will remain there, but it's up to you to use that memory as that basis to advance. Use that memory to have learned something from the past and never make the same mistake. Once God takes you to the new things you have to live, it's important that the past serves us to learn, but not to live, because to live is too useless to live. It focuses our sight on the giver of life, who is God, and walking in that purpose and that he wants, in which we begin to walk. Because I speak of these little things in quotation marks, because it has become a habit in us to remember what happened. And every time you remember what happened, you waste the opportunities you have now. God says, I will do something new. The new does not fit into the old. If I want it to be clear to observe the new that God is going to do, I have to stop observing the old that has already happened. And God says, that's what is happening now. Don't you realize? I will make a new path in the desert and rivers in the decided land. In other words, in the midst of your trouble, in the midst of pain, in the midst of what you consider to be a desert, I am going to do something new, but so that you can see it, get rid of it, let go once and for all. Give up that pain once and for all. Because if you do not admit that you have pain, you cannot receive healing. And now it's useless to receive healing when the pain is still there in your heart. The Bible says, if the Son frees you, you will be truly free. I ask you now, what do you still have to let go of? What makes it happen? The world speaks to us very beautifully. It says that we all have a past. Of course, we all have a past. But I come to tell you that we all have a new life in Jesus Christ. Your life before Christ was past. Your life now after Christ is on the way to external purpose that we prepared for you. But you decide. You decide today how you want to continue living. You want to continue feeding that little fox called the past in your heart to the point where it ends up ending everything that the Lord gave you and stop bearing fruit. Or you want to identify it. Today we are going to pray and we are going to ask the Lord to help us identify that fox that is called the past, and that you begin to observe that your relationship is already affecting women, men. You want to be left without a home? You want to be left without a family? Begin to identify what things from the past are operating in you. Stop looking for what has already become garbage, and that you look out of the house and do not bring it home again. Today, you choose to let go. In the name of Jesus, the Holy Spirit is there with you to help you do what in your own strength you could never do. When you let go, you will be forgiven. When you let go, you will let go. You will stop moving your head forward towards the new that God has established that you receive today. New things, a new road in the desert, and a new river in solitude. Prayer. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for telling us that you do new things. Forgive us, Lord, because we develop bad mental habits. We try to walk with our eyes back, and today we realize the only thing it does is lead us to have harder blows in life. And today we ask for forgiveness because we recognize that it has cost us. Lord, we find it difficult to look forward when there is a strong pain in the heart that remains us, and something that has happened, words that marked us, a failure or something that we stopped doing, a guilt that we have been carrying, a problem that happened that we could not solve. Lord, help us today. Help us today. Today I pray that everyone who is receiving this word, you help them identify that little fox. Help them identify, Lord, that past that has marked us and that has kept them stuck there, Lord. How much do you think it has progressed? It really has not been so. Lord, forgive us because what we released, at some point maybe we grabbed it again. When we say that we have forgiven, we begin to search on social networks. We begin to investigate, and we lend our ears to contaminating our hearts by remembering those things that happened and that robbed us